Election Night coverage on DWS brought to you by Rental City, the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, Allstate agent Bill Abel, Bridal Brook Adult Community, Wallace Land and Auction, and Coach House Garages.
It is 38 degrees at 8:04. Good evening and welcome back to Newstalk 1400's live coverage of tonight's primary election on this March 20th, 2018. Setting the stage for the general election in November. I'm Scott Beatty alongside Michael Kaiser and Tim Dittman and our entire news team. A curious thing to note here as we watch the statewide election results come in, with about 2,500 of more than 10,000 precincts reporting across the state, it is a fairly tight race between Republican incumbent Bruce Rauner and Republican challenger Jeannie Ives. Governor Rauner currently with 53% of the vote across the state of Illinois, and Jeannie Ives with 46.7%, perhaps a little tighter than some had anticipated, but we have quite a ways to go in terms of tabulation and the final results. We are pleased to be joined now on the telephone, outgoing State Representative Bill Mitchell, and I will make sure he is on the line, and there we go. Good evening, Mr. Mitchell. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good evening.
Thank you for joining us, and you are headed out of the General Assembly, so you are not participating in an election. Is that a refreshing feeling at all for you?
Well, I voted. I just wasn't on the ballot this time for 720 years.
So touche.
It was a little different.
Yes. Do you find yourself being an interested observer outside of your vote, or do you kind of take a step back?
I'm down here in Alney right now with a buddy of mine's running. He's an incumbent in the 109th District, Representative Rice. So I'm spending the evening down here getting his returns. And so looking, of course, in my district to see how that's going.
Yeah, this is Michael Kaiser, Representative. You got three Republicans trying to seek the nomination for your seat. Heavy Republican district, and as you know. And what do you see coming out of that? Randy Keith, Todd Hendricks, and Dan Calkins.
Wait, I haven't seen any returns yet, so I haven't seen any polls. I mean, each side has said that they've had polls, and of course they all say that they're doing well. So I think I would assume that the two top would be Randy Keith and Dan Calkins. So I think those would be the top two. I don't know who's going to win because I haven't seen any polling.
Well, I wanted to get you, I don't know if you probably have seen the governor's race polling right now, where Governor Rauner is in a tight race. Just a few weeks ago, we had Tom Kasich on earlier, but just a few weeks ago, my personal opinion was that was going to be a pretty open and shut thing for the nomination for Governor Rauner for the incumbent. Tom Kasich said the incumbent governor has not lost in a primary since 1976. Not saying he's going to lose tonight, just seems a little bit tighter than we expected. Are you surprised at how close Jeannie Ives is making this thing right now? She's only down about 5,000.
I am surprised. I mean, she's been outspent, the governor. I mean, I can say, and I didn't endorse anyone in that race, is the governor ran one of the most disingenuous campaigns, claiming Ives was close to Madigan. I served with Ives. You either like her or you dislike her, but we can say one thing. She's not a friend of Madigan. As a matter of fact, she's on the opposite end of the spectrum than Mike Madigan. So it was a very, very disingenuous campaign, to say the least, in terms of the governor. I'm disappointed in that campaign.
Hey, Bill, this is Tim Dittman here with you. Looking back on your time in Springfield, how do you size it up? Mostly good memories, mostly bad, somewhere in between?
We have great. I mean, people always ask me, what do you think about when you're leaving the General Assembly? I have mixed emotions. The last X number of years have not been pleasant. But you enjoy the people, you enjoy what you do. I've enjoyed what I've been blessed that you've been able to serve for nearly two decades, and helping people was great, and I met a lot of good friends, and so I'm going to miss that. But the budget war was just the most irresponsible act of governance in my memory, in terms of not having a budget for over 2 years. I mean, Illinois still hasn't gotten out of the problems. So the last 5-10 years have not been the greatest.
Do you see yourself coming back to Springfield in any role, perhaps a lobbyist or something like that?
No, I worked for Governor Edgar before I was in the General Assembly, so all my adult life, since out of college, I've been in you know, either the executive branch or now in the legislative branch. So, you know, I've had my shot, and lobbying just has not, I can't say never, but it's certainly, I don't have anything lined up, and it was never an ambition of mine to be a lobbyist.
Bill Mitchell with us here on our primary election night coverage here for just a few more minutes. As you look at this, there are a lot of unopposed races across the state. 104th, Mike Marin is unopposed for the Republican side of things. It's a heavy Republican district. There is a Democratic nomination up for grabs tonight between Cindy Cunningham and Frank McCullough Jr., the Reverend. Mm-hmm. What do you attribute the lack of contested races across the state, not just here in East Central Illinois?
No, I mean, politics, I'm down here in the 109th district, and particularly primaries can be very, very vicious. And so, I mean, to ask a person to give up their life, in effect, it's a tough thing, you know, because there are no secrets in terms of when you put your name on the ballot. It's getting more vicious, which is unfortunate. You know, in this race down here, Republicans have spent over $1 million in a House Republican race. So, I mean, it's difficult.
Well, and Representative, you're leaving. Chad Hayes replaced Bill Black in late 2010 when Bill Black stepped aside just a few weeks early. So there's just a couple there. And there are many more across the state. There's a lot of experience leaving Springfield. Is that a combination of a good thing and a bad thing? Get some fresh blood in there.
Well, you know, I mean, the governor always talks about term limits. The medium stay in the Illinois House is 6 years. I noticed that the governor doesn't mention that. So there's been just a lot of turnover in our caucus of 51 House Republicans. Over half have been there less than two terms or less. So, I mean, there is a lot of turnover. I think when talking about Representative Hayes, I serve with him in the Republican leadership. I mean, he's only been here less than 8 years. He used to be, when I first got started, that's just warming up. I mean, that Chad is leaving the General Assembly. He had an awful lot to offer. He had a good future. And it just said that, that this 2 years without a budget was just an awful thing.
Representative Mitchell, we appreciate a bit of your time here on this election night, and congrats on a career in public service. We appreciate that. I can think we can say that no matter anybody's political affiliation.
Sure.
It's a noble pursuit.
Well, you're kind, and you have a great evening.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Representative.
You. Representative Bye-bye. Bill Mitchell, he will no longer be serving in the 101st when the next General Assembly is sworn in. And there are three candidates on the Republican side vying to be on the ballot in November: Todd Hendricks, Dan Calkins, and Randy Keith. Back out to Brookins Administrative Center now and Tim Dittman.
All right, we are getting some more results in, guys. These are with 10 of 118 precincts reporting, so about 8.5% of the vote in the Republican primary for Champaign County Clerk. Matt Grandoni, 2,249 votes. John Rector, 1,681 votes. So that's about a 57% to 43% split in favor of Matt Grandoni. Republican primary for Champaign County Sheriff. Again, this is with 10 of 118 precincts reporting in the county. Alan Jones continuing to win in a landslide, 2,934 votes to Greg Worrell's 799 votes. That's about a 79% to 21% split. Champaign County Board District 6, the primary there, with 2 of 14 precincts reporting, about 14% of the vote. Mike Ingram, 382 votes. Patsy Petrie, the incumbent, 302 votes, and Charles Young has 96. So, again, the incumbent continuing to trail there in that county board race. Champaign County Board District 10 Democratic primary with 3 of 14 precincts in, about 21% of the vote. The incumbent there also trails. Tanisha King Taylor is the challenger. She has 899 votes. Chris Storr, the incumbent, has 506 votes. That is about a 64% to 36% split. So again, in both of those Democratic primaries for Champaign County Board, the incumbent is trailing, again, with not a whole lot of the vote in, but certainly we'll see how those races pull out. And then as far as the other two races go, it looks like Grandoni and Jones are leading the way. Again, stranger things have happened, but I would be fairly comfortable if I was those two folks right now.
Early returns in the Vermilion County Schools facility tax throughout the county of Vermilion. It is a 27% voting in favor of this facilities tax and a 63% no vote across the Vermilion County with 3% of precincts reporting. And in Danville, it is a similar margin, nearly two-thirds of voters there saying no in Danville to the Vermilion County Schools facilities tax and one-third in favor. But it is early with just 5 of 55 precincts reporting.
Yeah, and I wanted to continue to update the Governor Rauner's primary race against Jeannie Ives. He's widened the gap a little bit. Again, this is really early. Only 3,000 of more than 10,000 precincts have reported as of just a few minutes ago. Governor Rauner with 80,760 votes, Jeannie Ives 71,198. So it's 53% to about 47% of the vote. So Governor Rauner with a somewhat comfortable lead at the moment with more than 7,000 precincts still to go. So a long way to go, but not that long ago, it was a much tighter race.
Our coverage here of the primary election here on News Talk 1400 continues in just a moment.